Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 6-1-2023 live show. Okay. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all that army, horse and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer, and all his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. Verse 10 here, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. So besides all of these things, he's talking about Gog and Magog and coming against Israel and all of that. It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go to the land of unwalled villages. Is that the United States, perhaps? And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and as we now see, it's being reported that Ukrainian troops have entered into Russia, and that there's heavy battles in Shevchenko, Russia, and Hal Turner's reporting that a lot of the troops have been stripped, or in Belarus. And that who's fighting on the streets in Shevchenko is Ukrainians versus the border police and the local police and a few military units, or guard type units or reserve units or what have you. So the fighting is heavy. But now that's one more thing. And now with Moldova allowing then Ukrainian troops to come in and to take the warehouses and the ammo depots that the Russians have there in, what is it, Tinistria, in Moldova, by allowing that. Now, that then puts Moldova in the war category. So all of this pressure on that area, and then the pressure in Iran, and also, of course, it looks like Red China Joe traded $87 billion in equipment in Afghanistan to the Taliban, all right? And then sicking the Taliban. We're probably giving money to the Taliban to have them go after Iran. And then at the same time, you look on our television. There is nothing about any of this stuff going on in Shevchenko or anything about the Moldavia. None of it. It's all about the next election in 2024. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if we even have one, if we get through the month of June, we get through the month of June without, you know, collapse of the markets and hypersonic missiles popping in and hitting in this country and in Great Britain and in other NATO countries, if we get here without all of the red Chinese spies going into overdrive on sabotage, you see, Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. Brother Quayle has a story up there from the, what I believe the London, or they call it the Daily Mail or whatever now, but Chinese spies disguised themselves as tourists. What have I been telling you? What's Steve been telling you for all these years? And I've been talking to you about how messages were being given through split spectrum, but old school split spectrum methods being used down in the ham bands and in even the CB bands to give instructions to the newly incorporated saboteurs and spies that have come across the southern border into the United States. And then they're telling them where to go to hang out, you know, like maybe a big ranch in Texas, you know, owned by a red Chinese retired general right next to one of our airports into the United States. And then they're telling them where to go to hang out, you know, like maybe a big ranch in Texas, you know, owned by a red Chinese retired general right next to one of our airport bases. And then maybe they give them money and they give them, you know, ability to go on a fake passport and all this kind of stuff. Or they give them driver's licenses. Yeah. And they send them then up to Alaska. Now, obviously, you got Elmendorf and Wainwright and the different things there, the different ports. But what other people are not as much aware of, I've talked to you about it in the past, Ed, inside of Denali Mountain, is so powerful and generates so much energy that it could power the entire country of Canada just from the power it puts off and whose is it and what's there and all of that. The red Chinese are going for the big prize, all right? They're going for the big prize, and they're here in force in the thousands and thousands. The Russians are here. Obama hired at least two battalions, allegedly, of Spetsnaz when Obama was president. And we've seen the reap the whirlwind on that. And then, oh, guess what? We have another derailed train in Minnesota. What have I been telling you we're going to see? Last week I said, you're going to see here pretty quick mass shootings, and then you're going to see, which we've had a number of them over the holidays, and then you're going to see train derails again, right? And then I see that there's been up in Washington State, there's been a dairy barn that's burnt. And then the mushroom farm has then exploded or caught on fire, all right? They're still hitting food. They want you to starve. Population planet Earth, no more than 500 million. And, oh, isn't it interesting that the Moldova president, the woman from who's the president of Moldova, she's got her picture right there next to Klaus Schwab, you know, at the World Economic Forum. And old Klaus is standing right there. But Klaus Schwab is a puppet, too. And his Harari boy, says that we don't need you anymore as a human out there. We don't need you. They're going to use the AI and the robots and all of the different concoctions, all right, to run the next industrial revolution, all right? So then they don't need you, so then they can kill you if you don't knuckle under and do the things they want you to do, all right? If you don't do what they're telling you to do, then you're dead meat. You're dead meat. Let me tell you why you're still here. Gold, 1967-70, up about $5. Silver, 2384. Platinum, $1,004. All right. Those prices are still relatively low compared to what we saw them back a while ago. But that is to force you to sell. They say, oh, you can sell. And, oh, and the stock market went back up today. But the Dow's still a 33 number, isn't it? 33rd degree runs the Dow. All I know is there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. All right? And I had a good discussion with a friend of mine. I said, you know, the deal is we're not living in a constitutional republic anymore. You got the FBI now involved with the DOJ and then having big suits against Jim Justice, the coal producer who owns coal mines in West Virginia, who is leading Manchin in the polls. So what did they do? They had to give Manchin the pipeline deal and this latest deal, fandangle of McCarthy. And McCarthy is weak. Let me tell you, he's weak. But I'm going to tell you something right off the bat. When you get elected to Congress or you can become the governor or you become this, you would be very well. You'd have an extra clean political life, let me tell you, if they don't have a big file of blackmail on you. And the first thing they do when they take you into the Congress, I've heard this exactly from people I know who got elected to Congress. They take you down to Georgetown to some restaurant in the back room, and then they sit you next to a 6 foot tall, a redhead or blind with the legs up to the sky and all that kind of stuff, who then whispers in your ear words that you would be longing to hear. You see, I'm not going to say them. I know what was whispered into somebody. And that somebody was somebody a long time ago out of, let's say either Iowa or Illinois or Indiana, one of the I states. But this is a number of years ago. It didn't make any difference. But what was whispered in their ear was, I can't repeat on air. And the answer back to the redhead in this particular case was, who they were going to make her his, like one of his assistants or secretary or something. He said, I'm sorry, I'm taken. I love my wife, you know. And that's the kind of stuff they do to you from the first day in orientation to compromise you. If they don't get you on that, almost every politician in America takes a briefcase full of money from somewhere, okay? That's just the way it is. Don't be naive if you don't think that stuff goes on both sides of the coin. So they've got stuff on everybody. McCarthy, here they're going to Grassley and Comer. Grassley's probably in better shape than most because he's got stuff on everybody too. But this thing with Biden and Hunter Biden, and then they published all the pictures off the laptop, and then now that site's been removed, you see. You cannot see that. Put a fork in and it's done. So therefore, I was talking to my friend, a good buddy, all right? A good buddy. And as usual, some of the best friends I ever know, I've never met personally. That's the way it is. Because the Lord will bring somebody to you and show you, and then that becomes a good friend rather than somebody that you thought you knew and you this and that and the other. Or it's your barber's, hairdresser's, boyfriend's, girlfriend's, transgender, XYZ 5479's husband. You know, it's like you don't get into that. The Lord will bring you good people to be with you. But this particular thing is like all these pictures are up, and then they're already now diving in and then taking these things off the air. It's just like you can't believe it. But what you need to do is to figure out it's almost time, quote, end quotes, in a satirical movie or a dramatic, poetic, inspirational movie. It's almost time. It's time! Almost time. So what you therefore need to do, and this particular guy was a tough survivor whose unit was totally surrounded. And they fought down to, you know, the last 30 or 40 guys, okay, against it before a mechanized unit busted through the jungle to help save them. But anyway, I said, man, you call yourself a grunt, and you are, and that's a good term, then you better take your garage, your basement, or whatever you got, your storage building, and fill it with a grunt supply headquarters combined with a general store type of situation, and then be ready to take on whatever comes down your road or comes down your street. Because whether it's the FEMA goofballs or the secret police, you know, maybe we ought to read Solzhenitsyn's Porch one more time, because it's starting to smell like, you know, a little bit like Ray Ray. And oh, how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, that's St. Petersburg today, people, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who was arrested and put into a camp in Siberia, and they had to make mittens for the Russian military, all right? So I'll tell you what, perhaps the Congressional Committee Comer needs to get the U.S. Marshals, and if the head of the FBI, Ray Ray, don't want to give up a document under subpoena of law, that shows whistleblower information about the corruption of Red China Joe Biden, Hunter, and the rest of his family, in exchange for changes of policy. So if you don't have that, and Ray Ray don't come forth with the document, oh, I'll tell you what, FBI subpoenas you for a document, you don't produce that, they'll have a SWAT team at your house with 13 nervous breakdown Luciferian scumbag killers. You you know, and they'll take you down. They'll pop through that door, and they'll tell you if you don't get on the effing floor right now, that they're gonna kill your children and your wife. And that's exactly what they're like. Secret damn police. So I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And in the words of Solzhenitsyn, you better heed and understand what's coming down the road. Or it will be Red Chinese or Russian Spetsnaz or whoever it's going to be. But if you're in the peace officer business, then be a peace officer and stand with the people. Help to protect the people and get your own family to your own fish camp or hunting camp or bug out farm or rancho. Because I'm going to tell you what, you stay where you're at, they're going to move you to another district or another part of town. Or if you're a state trooper, you're going to send you to a whole other area that you're not from. And they're going to say to you, oh, lovingly, oh, we'll take your family and we've got them. We've informed them we're taking them to a safe place. Well, where is that at? Where'd you take my family? Oh, we can't tell you because then they couldn't torture you and you couldn't tell where your family was safe at. But, oh, by the way, we're sending you up the road 250 miles and then we don't think you'll have any trouble handling the law enforcement in this big city or that big city when you're really from somewhere in another part of the state that's more rural, okay? So that's what they're going to do. Greg Evenson said they already had that in the documents with the Red Seal and all the stuff, and you plug your deal in and put it in your computer and all the things. And I've known about that for a long time because I also know when they back in Illinois, I remember people telling me that they were asking for the names to be put onto the list that would be the safe list so that you could get through checkpoints and so they could get you to the special safe place. So they can get their hooks in you and control you and then control your wife, husband, brother, cousin, whatever it is, who's a policeman or a sheriff's deputy or what have you, or a state trooper, highway patrol, whatever you're going to call it. My buddy Greg Evenson, he was a Kansas State Highway Patrol man. He was stone cold. And here you got a lot of distances and small towns, and you might have to, you know, have a bank robbery in a town. You might have to run, you know, 120, 30 mile an hour to get there quick enough to even intercept them. Because you're maybe 100 miles away or something like that. So you got to get there and go, and you got to, you know what I'm saying. So Greg used to say about how he was fortunate when he got out of the military. And Greg was in very special ops units, super soldier type units, not necessarily enhanced by any kind of a thing so much, but let me tell you, all the things that Greg and I talked about, and Greg and Steve Quayle talked about, and Greg talked about on his own show, what an incredible man. But anyway, Greg was the kind of guy, he single-handedly got out of his car with his pump shotgun and a 357 wheel gun revolver, and he took on the bank robbers and took them out. So he had bona fides, let me tell you. And if you know Liz, send Liz a message or give her a call and say hi to her in the Upper Upper Peninsula. May the Lord Jesus protect Liz Evenson and provide superabundance for all needs and wants that she has. But it's going to come, whether it be from that or the other, or this one or that one, the Russians, the Chinese, whatever, or if they just put out the lights. I saw, what is it, the NERC, National Electricity Rural Cooperative, deal. And back at the turn of the century, you know, the when they were worried about the computer code, if you recall, and many of you don't recall because you weren't here then necessarily. Or you were a young kid. I'm talking about when we flipped over into the year 2000. 1999 to 2000. But anyway, that is the kind of stuff that you're going to start to see happening. And you're going to start to see all of these things start to go down that we've warned you about. And you need to get supplied, and there's always a list. And if you don't have a list, find a list. Dare to Prepare Holly Deo, or even at Holly Deo, standdeo.com, Holly's place. She still has, I believe, up there her original lists and different stuff, lists of food and lists of medical supplies, lists of general supplies and tools and that kind of stuff. Information about water and information about radiation. Or you got an excellent book if you can get a hold of it, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag, H-O-A-G, No Such Thing as Doomsday. And then the novel by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, Forstchen, 1 Second After. If you read that novel, 1 Second After, William R. Forstchen, should be able to get that or pick it up at a Barnes & Noble or wherever you're at. It's a Forge book. And it's a novel, you'll read it quick because it's just mesmerizing. It's about Black Mountain, North Carolina, after the EMP goes off and knocks out the power grids, but also knocks out almost all of the vehicles, all of the cars, anything with electronic ignition. Knocks it out of the box, and they're sitting on I-40, I-70, I-55, I-57, I-5, you know, I-10, whatever, wherever you're at. I-95, wherever you're at. I-80. It's a parking lot. Your city will be a parking lot. Unless you don't have an old Caterpillar bulldozer, I mean a real old one that don't have the electronics on it, or you just put the stuff in there and fire it up so that you could go out and you had enough diesel that you could push the cars off the side of the road and make a road, you see. If you don't have that, you're going to have a scenario like that, but then the only people that are going to have organization and also to have vehicles or transport, it's going to be street motorcycle gangs, street gangs, that kind of stuff, and police units, because there are going to be some police units that will then become the mercenaries. You don't think Chicago cops, what they're going to do? What they're going to do, huh? You don't think New York police, what they're going to do? You know? Well, if it took half the cops in Dallas County to put one coon-ass boy in jail, Charlie Daniels, well, what are they going to do when... So some will do that. Others are good peace officers who will stick around as long as possible to provide protection for the community or the county or the roads that they're in the state. But at a certain point in time, they're going to be much more well-served to take their families and go, out to the fish camp, you know, out to the cabin in the piney woods somewhere. Because if you don't, you're going to get waylaid under the same force of stuff that was present and how they're going to disarm you. Oh, yeah, police, sheriffs. If you want to read that document, you can read that document pretty easy. I'm sure you have it somewhere. Here it is, right here. I've read part of this to you before. State Department document. It's called Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Department of State, Department of State Publication 7277, Disarmament Series 5, released September 1961, during the time of Kennedy. Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs. And you can probably still buy it. In the old days, you could buy it for 15 cents from the U.S. government printing office. But the idea behind it is that all the militaries will be given over to the United Nations, and the U.S. would be disarmed, and, oh, of course, Russia would be disarmed, and China. Oh, you think so? And then you get down to the police, and they're going to be totally disarmed, but then you're going to have, like, what I would say, internal MKVD-style paramilitary police. So, in other words, you have large numbers of special secret police SWAT team types who then just go out and just kill anybody that doesn't follow the rules, all right? They don't want to put you in a camp because these Hararis, these Klaus Schwabs, these Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Turn und Taxis, the British royal family, the other royal families, they do not want you in a camp. They want you dead, you see. And then Lucifer, who they worship, through his Antichrist, can run the world in perpetuity and peace and harmony, you see, in a fakery, in a counterfeit of the return of the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. So if you want to be ready to repel that kind of crap, which has already started big time, this transgender, all this Black Lives Matter, Antifa, this, that, the other, all the riots where they burnt down police stations, they burnt court buildings, federal buildings, all of this stuff. You see them in the neighborhoods and they come around and walk down your streets with the, you know, gajillion people and throw stuff at your house and spray paint you and all that stuff. The same ones who went after the Supreme Court justices, which they didn't have to worry about because these new Supreme Court justices haven't done diddly squat. You see, they have the blackmail on you. They at those levels up in there. They tried to spring it, but it didn't work on some of them. And to get high up in the political world, you're not the best necessarily person in the world. To get high enough up, there are some that are better than others and some that, you know, are pretty good, but, you know, long about some point in time, somebody gave them $250,000 in a Zero Halliburton suitcase, you know? So this is not the time to put faith in the system or the elections. Now is the time to more rapidly work your list and put preparations and supplies in your garage, your basement, your storage room, whatever it is you got, your bug out place, as long as you can get to it. So I know Brother Quayle would have told you years ago, I mean, a large number of years ago, he had a bug out spot that was, you know, perfect. And as he was getting ready to go up the mountain, the Lord gave him a word of knowledge, gave him information, said, do not go up there, Steve. They're waiting on you. So he did not go up there. And it turns out there was black operators. There were special ops killers waiting for him in his cabin. And they were eating up his mountain house in that cabin. Then in the winter, you could only get to with a, let's say, a snowmobile. So he had to vacate that entire thing back then. He did send somebody up who was a mountain man type to go look and see and said, yeah, they're waiting for you there. They're waiting to kill Brother Quail. So what he had to do, he had to sell that. So if you got a bug out location, make sure that whatever you got, your supplies are secure in some kind of way. And then somebody just can't walk in and take it over and they're in your bug out. And that's another thing. You need to pray to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, where do you want me to be? If you hear that the lights go out and you can't see anything come on in an hour, 2 hours, and you say, uh-oh, this is it. Or if you're in a city where the nuke takes it out, you're in the suburban area and you happen to see the fireball and all the stuff. Or it could be that you don't see the fireball, but all of a sudden, people are just dying like flies from a neutron weapon, yet the skyscrapers are still there or the grain bins are still there, you see. Doesn't have to be the big fission weapon, you know. It can be the neutron weapon. Kill the people, not the infrastructure. Biden fell down at the Air Force Academy. Isn't it interesting that yesterday that the Russian honchos were going to Yamanote Mountain? Now, they have a deep underground, I mean, way down deep in the Ural Mountains, way inside. And that thing has been stocked for a long time, for years. And then there are others outside the Ring Road where the certain, they call the dachas or the little farmhouses or little, you know, the little getaway places outside the Ring Road of Moscow. There are some bases that are in those areas. There's two or three big ones that the Russian honchos can go to. But they also provide for the people in the very deep. Subways are very deep and then well built in Russia. The old Soviet Union, they were designed to be utilized as bomb shelters, as fallout shelters. Red China has fallout shelters and civil defense for their people. But in the United States, there is none anymore. We used to have it in the 50s. And then Eisenhower had enough food in the caves in the Kansas City area to feed the entire country for 2 years. But all that was gone. Give up with the government cheese. You remember all that stuff? And now what they put back in has been what I would call high-quality officers' food and high-quality friends of the military-industrial complex, the New World Order types. They will get to go in and have their place in the bunker. A la the movie, 2012 or whatever, where the rich people were going to go in the big submarines. And some of them went into places in Missouri and then got into that stuff and, you know, all of that, into the caves. As the world was going to then flood, they had their submarines and stuff already. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to see is what Lord Jesus told us about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And the answer to it is in Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and the lamp oil for the lamps. So go thee and buy thee of the lamp oil, because somebody ain't going to give it to you because there may not be enough for them and for you. So you need to go get what you can. And even if you don't have hardly any money or cash at all, I can remember picking up tin cans and pop bottles when they used to have 2 cents on them or whatever. I used to go get them, and I would go comb everywhere. I would take it, and I would go get $20, you know. I used to do that a lot of times. In the old days, the boy, your rent was, you know, rent was $65-$75 a month. And see, I'm old, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't tell you how old I am. But that don't mean I'm an easy mark, let me tell you. I might be Hopalong Cassidy or not be able to walk real good today, but all of a sudden I might just tap dance on your head, you know? But I would much prefer, like my old buddy Big Mac would say, just handle that business out there. Also, old Crazy Horse would say the same thing. Just handle your business out there about 800 or 1,000 yards, all right? And then go back to eating your cheeseburger, you know? They haven't voted on all this stuff yet. The Senate's got to vote on all this bullcrap bill about, you know, doing the thing. But on the other hand, if you got Republicans, most of them working for the same New World Order corporations and bankos, all right? Just like the Democrats. Then they don't care if Social Security goes bye-bye. Or that they don't pay, some federal workers or the military. Well, who would want to pay the military? We're getting ready to go to war against Russia and China. Oh, you don't want to pay the military, I guess. And then, oh, what about all that gasoline or the storage of oil, you know, and the Hackberry salt domes and all that, the strategic reserves that Red China Joe sold to his bosses in Red China. All that strategic petroleum reserve, most of it, over half of it, was sold to Red China at bargain rates. And now they won't even take his phone call. Put a fork in it, it's done, let me tell you. Oh, I think about different prep items and all the different stuff, you know, to tell you about. I've told you about a lot of them, you know, and I always come up with something new recently, or that one or the other one. And I was just reading, somebody sent this to me. Oh, there's more loony birds up, more loony balloons up. One of them over Dundee County, Nebraska, 51,900 feet. Another at Sayre, Oklahoma, overlooking I-40 at 59,300 feet. But these are squawking. Aerostar, flat operations. That's allegedly a company owned by DARPA, or possibly a portion of it may be owned by another corporation, spook corporation, allegedly, called TCOM, allegedly, out of Maryland. But then allegedly, these loony balloons that were developed by DARPA, and then Google got them and was going to help you to have, you know, your computers available to you out in the rural areas and the vast plains of Kansas and Montana and the Dakotas, Wyoming, and all the different stuff in West Texas. But then the Red Chinese were launching them for them, you see? And so then we got onto that, and we let you know that years ago, before, long before the China balloon flew over the United States. We got two of them up. Well, whose allegiance do they owe? They're not quite as high, and they are squawking because they're over the center part of the United States now, Oklahoma and Nebraska. But who are they providing information to? The Red Chinese? The head of DARPA used to be a woman. They called her the Dragon Lady. Why'd they call her that? Food for thought. Her and Yuval Harari could be creatures from the Lost Laguna Hell or something, you know? Lost Laguna, you know, like Laguna Beach or something. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired. I'm worn out. All of this stuff for years and years and years. And now, 19 years in June, and this is now June. And thank the Lord Jesus for providing good people like you out there, and you help to keep me on the air. I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com or at 406-586-4840. Steve can get you gold or silver. He also has his private briefings and his new Lies of Gods and Men DVD. Take advantage of that and any of the books that are still available at Brother Quayle's, you know. All the excellent books, you know. Empire Beneath the Ice, the Giants books, you know. All the different ones. Premise of the Promise, Xenogenesis. All the different stuff that he's put out over the years. It's just aliens. Aliens and fallen angels, you know. But take advantage of it. 406-586-4840. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And they can get you gold or silver real quick. Steve usually got it on hand, you know, or available quickly. And tell them you better get it on the overnight program, because I'll tell you, if the Russian honchos went to the bunkers last night, which I believe they did, and then we told you about the possibility of U.S. senators and all the stuff getting the satellite phones, and that there were rumors about their going to have family vacations with their families. Ostensibly, they were going to go, I think, during the Memorial Day weekend. And whether it's that or it's 4th of July or whether it's, you know, the 12th of June through the 23rd or 4th during the big NATO exercise. But why people believe and still think about it that it's going to be a conventional warfare, and why on the TV they don't tell you Jack Dooley squatted about it anymore, because they're already on in the presidential race. Tucker Carlson would tell you about it, but Tucker ain't on the air no more, is he? Well, Tucker ought to go and get him his own island with the campesinos on horseback or in Range Rovers and stock up on Mountain House for about 10 years. But you need to do it wherever you can. You need, if you can only buy one or two cans of Chunky Soup extra a week, if you can spend $5 or $6 extra a week on Chunky Soup or Progresso Soups, because you got the meat, the vegetables, potatoes, you got the gravy, it's already there. Don't get the little cans. I mean, if you can, get the little cans too, but then you have to use your own water to add to it. So then you've got to filter the water. And incidentally, did you see the CDC has got a whole big thing now how they want to force fluoridation of a lot more cities' water supplies? My grandmother fought about this back when they first started it, all right? She fought tooth and nail against fluoridation because we know what it does. One of the key things that fluoride water does is to lower the IQs of children. Lower them. They've known it for years. So, can you imagine how smart some kids would have been? And there still are smart people. But let's say somebody's got an IQ of 140. Maybe they'd have an IQ of 200. Where could we have gone? You see. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything, believe me, is most needed and most welcome. Because at least then I can go around the block because I've got 50 cents, you know. Pay the bills and then pay the insurance and keep myself in the medications and all the things. And no, I'm not on the shrink stuff. But when you start getting into all the diabetic crap, it's a mess. Anyway, you want to keep Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold or platinum or a check. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, will you come right now as we're going to pray for David Nunemaker and his wife, Debbie. Lord Jesus, will you go to the Nunemakers? Will you preserve them? Will you protect them? And will you remove any of the difficulties for David? Will you remove that and then restore him back to health? If it be thy will, Lord Jesus, we pray in your name, Jesus. And at the same time, their mission, their Indochina Bible Project, where they can still get Bibles in the dialects and also songbooks in the actual dialects and language of each village as they are in the mountains in Indochina. And that's, you know, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Shan states of China, Vietnam, Myanmar, or Burma, as you want to call it. So, Lord Jesus, put it on anybody's mind who needs to know and who would like to help these good people with their mission. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-E-M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Boulevard, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I will tell you what, in spite of their health issues and all the different things, the Nunemakers have been still able to get and funnel it to get the printings done and to get the Bibles up into those mountain villages. And may Lord Jesus continue to be winning hearts and minds in the mountains. They're on fire for Jesus up there. So if we can help them, we should do it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what day or time it's going to be, but there is going to be what's going to come out of Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And also out of Revelations, the horses, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you see, all of that kind of thing. You need to understand that. So, all of our retail stores are being destroyed, all the different things. Your big cities got crap on them a half a foot deep. San Francisco, Portland, all the different things. The campgrounds, all the junk, the crime. It's just going to be wild weasel from here on out. And in your area, I don't know exactly when it'll start, but it will start at some point. And while Red China Joe is at the academy, which, I used to know somebody that was when that was built, somebody who built a lot of that and did not live all that far from there. But old Red China Joe could easily go to the Cheyenne Mountain, don't you know? One of our deep underground bunkers under the mountain there. And was that a tit for tat for the Russians and to be close by the Cheyenne Mountain? Which in Biden's case might be interesting because, you see, out east, they might take him to some place where he might get got by his own people so they could sort of run somebody else, you see. But for whatever reason, he went to the Air Force deal because he just appointed, what is it, General Q or CQ as Chief Joint Chiefs of Staff. Who was an Air Force F-16 pilot, now general, one of the first African-American generals, and, you know, it should be, I think, the second or third chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. But I will say this. It'll come in a flash. It will come, you know, just like you can't believe, like a thief in the night, like boom, boom. If you got Chinese and Russian hypersonics and they say, now they're saying, oh, in a half an hour. That was the ICBMs the old days. Could hit us in a half an hour. These things can get up and go Mach 5, zigzag at low altitudes and up and down and this way, sideways, the other way. And if they're already kind of going in an orbit, within 2 minutes, they can strike anywhere on the planet out of an orbit. From the get-go, out of a submarine or out of something like that, boom, 5 minutes. But we're also watching, we brought back some P-8s and P-3s to watch Niagara Falls. What's that got to do with? Power grid. And just like I was talking about the NERC back during the Y2K, Clinton, in an address to them, talked about having to turn off the power grid so that the computers would not destroy everything. Don't go into there, lose the fury at night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your bill of rights, for your home, your business, your car, your rent. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows tonight against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, your best by 10. On that old reach out 338 and then hand to hand as well. Road and track, little L. Keep learning your ninja ways and your Muay Thai ways. Your ninja ways. But at the same time, I want you to study all summer on the mathematics, the science, the history, and how to practically build and make things like your good father will tell you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.